My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Brother Spy. Lovely garden, Spencer Dickens.
Yes, I'm rather proud of it. Of course, one doesn't have the time and everything one would like.
Wouldn't think to find a garden like this in the city.
My wife does most of the work.
Do you have a place like this, Kane?
Nah, I've got a flat.
Very nice.
Third floor back. Two pelargoniums in a window box. A walk room myself. I'm not married.
I see.
I didn't know you had those, red ones. In the kitchen.
Very grateful to you, Spencer Dickens, letting us use your garden. Rather here than DI-6. It's a delicate matter.
DI-6 is supposed to be secure.
I'm sure it is. But you'll understand when I explain. Thing is, I'd rather not be seen in the corridors of DI-6.
What's up? You have somebody in DI-6 money?
No. It's about a friend of yours, Kane. A particular friend of yours.
Who?
You remember Bernie Tucker?
Yeah? What about him?
He hasn't gone over, has he? Returned? No. At least we don't think so. It isn't that.
Is he dead?
Grisly thought. No, he's not dead. Why would you think that?
People do die.
I understand. He's doing very well. Become quite a rich man. He's a writer.
I know.
Spy novels. Quite good ones, I believe.
I've read one.
Very good. Is it? Cryptic, but very exciting.
So, why the interest in Bernie? He doesn't work for DI-6 anymore?
It's actually about a book he's written, a new book. He's finished it, but it hasn't been published yet. We want him to destroy it, burn the manuscript and all the copies.
Why? Is it bad?
Quite good, actually. That's not the point. He's used classified material, facts and figures that could be very embarrassing to all the British intelligence services. The minister is adamant. The book must not be published.
You read it, then? The manuscript?
Yes. Don't ask me how, but we managed to lay our hands on a copy.
So, stop it. There's the Official Secrets Act. Still works. No publisher in London would go against that.
That's the point, you see. His publisher's in Geneva. They already have the full text.
Then we can't do anything about it.
He rather thought you could talk to him, to Tucker. He's a friend, after all.
But it's his business.
Let's say that this is in the form of an urgent request from DI-5 to DI-6. You understand the status of an urgent request?
It's still not an order.
I can make it an order.
No, you can't.
Oh, but I can. The minister's very much on our side, is it?
He can do it, Adam. So, why are we wasting words?
I always believe in keeping things polite.
All right, then. I'll talk to Bernie. But we're out of touch. Where do I find him?
Ah, now that's the problem. We have absolutely no idea where he is.
What do you know about this creep, Maxwell?
Section head of DI-5. You didn't have to be so rude to him. He's a powerful man.
Yeah. Mind if I open this window?
What no for?
It's grubby. Can't see through it properly.
It could cause a draft.
Won't be long. There's a bird out there.
Bird?
Yeah. Feeding the pigeons. Very nice, too.
Will you close that window and come and sit down?
You miss a lot, you know. And the windows get dirty. Didn't he used to work here?
Who?
Maxwell.
Yes, of course. You remember? He was a controller.
Thought so.
Listen, Adam, you'll have to take this seriously. Make a start on finding Tucker. Maxwell's bound to ask me for a progress report. I'm serious.
I was thinking about Bernie Tucker. Just like him. Blow the gaff for a giggle. I bet he's laughing all over his ugly little face.
Can I help myself to another cup?
What's the matter that you can't give her a little smile now and then?
There's nothing to smile about.
When you were a little boy, you never stopped. Happy Bernie Tucker, I remember.
Would you like another cup, Sammy?
Why not? It's my tea.
Can you help me, Sammy?
Sure, I can help you.
Thanks.
Wait, I said I could. I didn't say I would. Look, Bernie, you know what I do, who I work for. I do the wrong thing, I could end up in trouble.
I could end up dead.
They won't find out if you don't tell them.
They'll find out.
I haven't asked you for much before this.
Oh, Bert.
Sammy, for the sake of old times. For my father's sake.
That's what I like about you people. You fight dirty.
Hello.
Hello, Adam. You didn't take long.
Pretty sure of yourself? How do you know I'd show up?
I remember you, Adam Kane. Always staring out of the window, watching the girls feeding the pigeons.
I wasn't sure it was you. You've done something to your hair.
You like it?
Smashing.
Bernie hates it.
He would. Never had much taste. It's been a long time.
Not so long. 3 years.
How's Bernie?
I don't know.
You and him, you haven't...
Oh, no. We're not divorced or anything. We haven't even fought recently.
Tell me.
He walked out.
Why?
That's what I want to know. That's why I need you, Adam. Please find Bernie. He's in trouble. I know he is.
Years. Maybe it seemed longer. Too much had happened. I wasn't laughing so much these days. But then, it had been just the three of us. Bernie, Jill, and me. We'd laughed a lot. Then Bernie had squeezed himself out of the old firm and done the two things he always wanted to do. Write books and marry Jill. Now it looked as if Jill wasn't laughing much either.
I could have taken a taxi. You didn't have to drive me home.
True. And you didn't have to come and feed the pigeons. What sort of trouble, Jill? Bernie, I mean.
I wish I knew. Will you look for him?
I'm already looking for him.
What?
It's official. They're on his hide, pinned over the fireplace in DI-5.
DI-5? That doesn't make sense. What's he done?
He's written a book.
He's written lots of books.
Does he talk to you about them?
Sometimes.
This new one. The one that isn't published yet. What do you know about it?
Not much. I haven't read it.
Was he funny about it?
Funny? I don't understand.
Secretive. Did he hide the manuscript from you?
He didn't have to. Oh, Adam, you know me. Spy stories just aren't my thing. Not even Bernie's. He knows that. He doesn't mind. He never asked me to read anything. And I don't go out of my way to peer over his shoulder.
And he's run away.
He just upped and walked out. Not even a note.
Where?
That's why I came to you.
Out of England?
No. His passport still at home.
Passport?
He'd need that to leave the country.
Yeah. He'd need a passport. He used to work for the old firm. Remember? Ways and Means. Yeah.
You thought of something?
Bernie came from Golders Green.
Never made a secret of that.
He's got friends there. Old family friends.
I expect so. His father was well known.
Yeah. Ways and Means.
What are you going to do? You have thought of something.
A shot in the dark. If I find anything, I'll let you know.
Adam.
Yeah?
If you find him, look after him.
Always.
Don't let them kill him.
The girl knew. She'd been part of the old firm, just like Bernie. She knew what the terrible odds were. It was all in her eyes. So I didn't look at him again on the rest of the ride. I dropped her and drove back into town. It was just after 5. There was a chance that the old man was still in his shop, Sammy Golden. The little engraver in Soho made better passports than a foreign office. But Sammy and Bernie's father had been good friends. So the chances were that even if Sammy knew anything, he wouldn't tell me.
Don't switch the light on.
Bernie.
It's all right, Jill.
Are you? Oh, Bernie.
I can't stay.
What's it about? You must tell me.
Come through. Yeah. I think we should talk.
Are you running away?
Yeah. Sit here.
I'm coming with you.
Not this time. I'll send for you.
But why?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. They're after me for something I don't understand.
Adam says it's your new book.
Adam? Adam Kane.
They've set him onto you.
Yeah. That's the way they do it. They hide card in dirty tricks.
Who are they? Adam says DI5. But that doesn't make sense.
Maxwell.
Maxwell?
He tried to kill me. Hey, it's just starting to make sense. I think I know what it's all about.
Door's closed, but the light's still on. It must be in there.
Can't see him.
Sammy? Funny. Doesn't usually close the door and not lock it. He's not in the shop. Sammy? You in there, Sammy? Must be in the workshop. Sammy? Sammy?
Oh.
I thought you were dead.
Oh, me too.
Can you sit up?
Yeah. No!
Oh. Who was he, Sammy? Come on. Why am I?
It's none of your business. Whoever you are. Who are you?
Here. Here's your glasses.
Yeah.
I don't think they're broken.
Adam Kane. I might have known. Always trouble with Adam Kane.
Now then, who hit you?
It's still none of your business.
It wasn't Bernie Tucker, was it?
You think Bernie would do a thing like that?
No.
Well, it wasn't Bernie. You want the truth, Adam? I don't know who it was. He hit me from behind. You came in the nick, old son. He must have heard you. Ran away before he could take the...
Take this, you mean. Nice new passport you're doing for Bernie Tucker, eh?
Oi.
Here. Come and sit down, Sammy. I'll get you a cup of tea.
A time like this, tea?
Won't do you any harm. You're scared, aren't you, Sammy?
Scared? Me?
Yeah. That's right. I'm scared.
Look, Spencer Dickens, you must realize that I wouldn't be here at this time of night if it wasn't urgent.
I appreciate that.
After all, you're the man's controller. You must know what he's up to.
Most of the time.
I have to see him tonight.
I'll pass on your message if he happens to call in.
I have the feeling that Kane goes his own way, Spencer Dickens, without much control from you.
Well, that's the way we work. I believe in independence.
You don't have to tell me about controlling an agent, Spencer Dickens. At the very least, it's your duty to know what the man is up to, where he is. When is he supposed to check in?
I realize you're an important man, Maxwell, but the way I work is my business.
Unless you happen to be working for me.
Respectfully, I would point out that we're reacting to an urgent request. No more than that.
Would you like an official order from the minister?
That won't be necessary.
Then get hold of your agent at once.
I can't do that.
I see. Then I shall have to telephone the minister.
Oh, dear.
You'll be hearing from me in due course. There's no need to show me up.
Oh, dear.
What was all that about?
Adam! How the blazer did you get in?
Through the rose garden. I didn't want to upset your visitor.
He wants a word with you. If you run, you'll just catch him.
No, thanks.
Adam, he's phoning the minister.
And he's wasting his money. The minister's in Bermuda.
Is he?
And Maxwell knows that, too. He was bluffing.
Why would he do a thing like that?
I don't know. He's up to something I don't like.
Have you found Tucker?
More or less.
What does that mean?
It means I've got a good idea where he is and where he's going to.
Good. Then you can catch him by... Excuse me. Spencer Dickens?
I wonder if you could help me, Mr. Spencer Dickens.
I'll try.
I'm trying to reach Adam Kane.
Just a moment. It's for you. A girl.
That's nice.
And I'd rather you didn't use my number for your assignations. I'm going to talk to her.
Hello?
Adam, this is Jill.
What's the matter?
Can you come here quickly?
Yeah. Is he there?
Come through the back door. Don't let anyone see you. It'll be unlocked.
Right.
Who was that?
I'll tell you later. I've got to go. She's leaving the back door open.
You can't be serious.
All work and no play. Cheerio.
Adam, wait. What'll I tell Maxwell?
Tell him it's £6 to phone Bermuda. Blimey. It's dark. Hope this is the right door. Backyards all look the same from this side. Door should be over. Yeah. It's even darker.
Jill! The light!
Thank goodness.
That's a nice way to say hello. I could have killed you with one blow.
You and his army. I know the way you fight. I had your son on toast.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
It has. Would you like a drink?
And a bottle of iodine and a couple of splints, please.
I couldn't take the chance, you see. Could have been anyone.
You haven't lost it, have you, son?
I still spend a couple of hours a week in the gym down the road.
About that drink?
Yeah. Come on in. Let's get comfortable.
Good idea. Maybe I'll get some answers at last.
I've got a lot to tell you.
I'm glad someone is.
I'll put the light on. The curtains are drawn. It's quite safe.
Good. Now we're all together at last.
Maxwell, how do you get in?
Through the front door. You should see the selection of keys we have in DI-5. I'm glad you found our wandering novelist for me, Mr. Kane. I must congratulate you.
Adam, he's going to do me.
Oh, nonsense. Just a silly little matter that we'll be able to clear up in no time. There's a car waiting. Bring him along, Kane. Come on, sucker.
Just a tick.
You heard me, Kane.
You can't order me to do anything, Maxwell. You don't have authority here. We're not going anywhere till I know what all this is about.
Hear me. I thought we'd have trouble from you. That's why I brought this.
And the gun isn't going to help you.
No.
There are three of us.
Oh, come along, Kane. You know the drill. I shall shoot the most vulnerable first, which in this case is Mrs. Tucker over here.
Hasn't changed a bit, has he? Lovely man.
Now, shall we go?
Jill?
Yes?
Take a chance with me.
I warn you, Kane.
Fair enough. But I want to know where I stand, Maxwell. You don't want this man for DI-5. You want him for yourself, don't you?
Nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Now it makes sense.
What does?
Move it or I shoot.
He's a double. Adam is a bleeding double agent. It's all in my book. Why didn't I see before, Maxwell?
What nonsense.
Is that true, Maxwell?
Of course not. 10 minutes in my office at DI-5 will clear the whole thing up. You're wasting your time, Tucker.
No, Maxwell. We'll go, but in my car. And a DI-6.
No.
Why not, Maxwell? What are you afraid of?
Now I see it in my book. That's what he was afraid of. Anyone with half an eye will see it. Maxwell's been a double for years.
I warn you.
And I believe Bernie, Maxwell. What do you think about that?
Oh, dear. Well, in that case, I shall have to shoot you all. What a pity.
Here goes nothing, Bernie.
I'm with you.
Jill, light! This isn't going to help you, Kane. You can't get out of this room without opening the door. I shall see you then.
You okay, Jim?
Fine.
Bad luck, Maxwell.
Even if you do get away, they won't believe you. They'll take my word against yours.
I got him.
Is he out cold?
Stone cold.
Right, let's have the lights on. Well done, Jim.
Well, look at my lovely vase.
I'll buy you another one. I never did get you a wedding present.
Oh, I think you've just made up for that.
You haven't killed him, have you?
No. He'll live. He's going to wish he hadn't.
Well, I don't suppose I'll have to leave the country now.
No. You can give Sammy back that passport.
You knew?
Yeah. I know the way you fight, Bernie Tucker. Now, what about that drink?
I say, Adam, what a terrible shock. Maxwell, who would have thought it?
Nobody. If Bernie hadn't written that book.
But even Bernie didn't know.
No. Maxwell took him in as well. But Bernie used a real incident in his new book. Something that happened when he worked there and Maxwell was his controller. You remember?
Maxwell? Tucker's controller? Yes, I do believe he was for a short while.
And Bernie put it all into his little book, you see. He used dates, places, code names, the lot. Only what he didn't know was that that job wasn't for DI-6 at all. It was for the KGB. Maxwell used his own agent to work for the other side. It wasn't Bernie's fault.
What a despicable thing to do.
So any bright boy in DI-5 or 6 would have been able to pick it up. Add 2 and 2, and Maxwell's game would have been over.
How did you find out?
That's another thing. Someone in the KGB must have read that manuscript. I think we should check out the publisher's office in Geneva.
I'll put to Devonish. Good heavens.
What's the matter?
It makes you think, doesn't it? I mean, just how much of this spy fiction we read today is based on fact?
Not much. I mean, who'd believe the facts? We're just too far-fetched.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.